This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, January 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Forecasting dust storms, second card check, election certified, and lot of discussion on Stabenow insurance plan. Dust forecasts may get an upgrade. Senator Steve Padilla of San Diego hopes to create a new early warning system for dust systems. He filed a measure this week that would develop a UC pilot project in Imperial County for a three-day forecast system. Padilla worries about dust storms growing worse with climate change and wants to help communities prepare. He lamented that existing forecasts are inaccurate and rarely used. He specifically hopes to help communities along the Salton Sea where toxic dust becomes airborne, leading to health implications. Dust storms are in fact of life across much of California, said Amado Evans, a UC climate scientist working with Padilla on SB 967. They come with an array of negative health and public safety impacts from breathing in particles to reduced road visibility. ALRB certifies second card check election. The Agricultural Labor Relations Board has certified the second petition by United Farm Workers under the state's new and controversial card check system. Workers will now be unionized at Olive Hill Greenhouses, Inc., a nursery for landscaping plants that serves the Los Angeles and San Diego regions. UFW submitted 47 signed cards out of 70 eligible workers at the company, granting the union the majority vote without having to hold an election. According to Western Growers, the first petition submitted to ALRB is subject to employer exemptions that are pending before the board. Bozeman, gathering input on Stabenow proposal. The Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow's proposal for expanding buy-up insurance coverage has emerged as a new sticking point in conversations around the next farm bill. Stabenow's idea, which she reiterated in a letter to colleagues last week, is to offer farmers a version of the Stacks insurance policy that's now restricted to cotton growers. With Stacks, farmers can insure 75 to 90% of their county's expected cotton revenue, with the government picking up 80% of the premium. However, those producers cannot enroll cotton base in agriculture risk coverage or price loss coverage, and that's where the proposal is coming under fire from Republicans. The proposal has, quote, created a lot of discussion. The top Republican of the Senate Ag, John Bozeman of Arkansas, told AgriPulse yesterday. He said, "My staff is talking to her staff about it. We're asking the commodity groups what they think about it and also consulting outside economists." One of the Republicans uncomfortable with the Stabenow idea, Senator Jerry Moran, a Kansas Republican, who says on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, the proposal is terribly troubling to me. Moran continued, quote, "It seemingly is suggesting that there has to be a choice between Title I and the Farm Bill and receiving benefits under crop insurance. Those two things should not be mutually exclusive," Moran said. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at agripulse.com. Now take note, Moran also said it's not clear that the tax package the House is expected to take up next week can pass the Senate. Moran said, "I'm not so sure there's any significant enthusiasm in the Senate." Moran said, noting that ranking member of the Senate Finance Committee, Idaho Republican Mike Crapo, was not included in negotiations over the bill. The measure would increase limits on the Section 179 expensing provision, temporarily restore 100% bonus depreciation, and expand the child tax credit. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. P&W Republicans seek to block salmon proposal. Five Pacific Northwest Republicans are making a run at halting the implementation of the Columbia River Basin Initiative, the White House $1 billion plan to reverse salmon declines in the Columbia and Snake River systems. The five House members, Dan Newhouse and Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington, Lori Chavez de Remer and Cliff Benz of Oregon, and Russ Fulcher of Idaho, all introduced the bill that would prohibit federal funding to be used on the plan. Keep in mind, lawmakers' primary concerns surround the idea of breaching four dams on the Lower Snake River, an idea that has amassed criticism from farmers, shippers, and utility companies who rely on the dams. Positive petition findings issued for rabbit, bumblebee, firefly, toad, and others. The Fish and Wildlife Service has made positive findings on petitions to list seven U.S. species under the Endangered Species Act, that including the pygmy rabbit and the Southern Plains bumblebee. The rabbit's habitat includes portions of Colorado, California, Oregon, Wyoming, Utah, Idaho, Nevada, and Montana. FWS cites the compound effects of fire, cheatgrass, and climate change in deciding to proceed with a 12-month review before deciding whether to propose the species for listing. FWS cited agriculture practices and pesticides used as factors in deciding to proceed with a full review of the bumblebee, whose range includes 24 states. The petitions also specifically cited grazing practices as a threat to the species habitat. Other positive findings were used for the southwest firefly, yellow-spotted woodland salamander, hickory nut gorge green salamander, railroad valley toad, and the white margin penstemon, a plant found in the Mojave Desert. Well, here's today's She Said It. We've got Interior well on our side. That Jennifer Pierre, General Manager of State Water Contractors, sharing with AgriPulse concerns over U.S. EPA once again siding with environmental and tribal interest against a set of voluntary agreements for Bay Delta flows. Along with the Interior Department, the State Water Board, and the Newsom administration have backed the VAs. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, January 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.